So the title of my talk is A Community-Based Participatory Research Approach to Understanding Racial and Ethnic Disparities, and I should clarify, among Chinese immigrants in Malden, Massachusetts. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, in particular Shuling Jane and Eric Lee, who were the outreach workers who actually represented the face of this project in the community and collected all of our data. I have no relationships to disclose. Malden, Massachusetts is a community just north of Boston, located in Massachusetts with an estimated population of about 60,000. It has witnessed a very rapid influx of new immigrant populations in the last several years, in particular Asian populations, which currently represent about 14% of the community. And these are just some of the demographic characteristics of this community. We, in general, and I think this is probably true nationally, but especially true in Malden, know very little about the health needs of racial ethnic minority populations in Malden. And there is a general sense that there are rising health disparities that may stem from social, cultural, educational, or economic barriers, but there really is very little known, particularly in Malden, about subgroup differences. So the data that is available largely looks at this population as Asians as a whole, rather than within the subgroups. So in 2008, Healthy Malden, Inc., which is a coalition located in Malden, which is dedicated to working on the health of the community, received funding from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to conduct a three-year needs assessment. The first year was dedicated to looking at the Chinese residents in Malden, the second looking at Vietnamese, and the third was intended to focus on South Asian populations. I work for the Institute for Community Health, which is a research and evaluation organization located in Cambridge, Mass., and we were brought in to provide facilitation and research expertise to this project. To give you a quick little background on ICH, we were founded in 2000 and founded by these three organizations, the Cambridge Health Alliance, among them. We work in partnership with local health organizations such as Healthy Malden, Inc., to conduct research and evaluation projects. And much of our work, though, is really focused on bringing a community-based participatory research approach to the research and evaluation work that we do. For those of you that are not familiar with CBPR, I think this is a good definition that sort of captures the essence of it. It is a collaborative approach to research that equitably involves all partners in the research process and recognizes the unique strengths that each brings. CBPR begins with a research topic of importance to the community and has its aim of combining knowledge with action and achieving social change. So keeping that framework or research orientation in mind, the intent of this project was, in general, to conduct a needs assessment of the adult, defined as 18-plus Chinese residents in Malden, Mass., and there were four steps that we undertook to achieve this aim. The first was to look at existing data to really get a sense of what we know about this community. The second was to engage in something that is called an appreciative inquiry exercise, which is really about going into a community and asking the residents in the community about strengths that the community has. The third was to actually identify a few stakeholders in our community. In this case, it was mainly healthcare professionals, and to interview them to help better understand the health needs. And then we took all three of these first components and created a population survey that we distributed into the community to better understand the health need and health status of the Chinese community in Malden. So in general, in looking at the national data, I think the sense that we had was that Asians, if you look at them broadly as a whole, are doing fairly well in relation to other racial ethnic minorities. But what we really had a sense about was that there could be hidden disparities within subgroups, and that data looking at Asians broadly wasn't able to really capture that. In terms of local data, what we found was there was very limited data on Chinese in Malden. And anecdotally, as we started to speak to members of the community, community, we really felt like people would come in, researchers would come in, and they would survey the community, and then they would leave. And there would be no follow-up, no feedback in terms of what the findings were, no follow-up on what the findings were. And so there was a general sense that there was a real distrust of researchers and a real sense of, well, you come in and you leave, and what next? So we really wanted to be cautious about that and keep that in mind. So after that, the second step, as I mentioned, was to engage in an AI exercise. And we didn't apply this, for those of you that may be familiar with this method, we didn't apply it in its truest sense. But we convened a group of 8 participants at HMI, at Healthy Malden, Inc., that included individuals, community outreach workers, the executive director of HMI, individuals that represent cultural organizations. And we embarked with them on a 3-step process where we asked them to discuss questions around appreciating their community, to understand what it is they appreciate in their community, to think about what they envision their community, what they would want their community to look like currently and in the future. And so we collected a lot of qualitative data, but I'm just going to actually show you some of the data that we collected. One of the questions we asked them was to describe their vision for what a healthy Chinese community in Malden would look like, and these are some of the things that they shared with us, including a community that gives back, more specifically language and cultural capacity among healthcare providers, and services that were more local so that individuals didn't need to travel outside of the community to access healthcare. So taking what we learned through the AI exercise, we conducted 4 interviews with Chinese stakeholders in the community, and they were primarily, as I said, healthcare workers. And some of the questions that we asked them were to consider what the most important health issues were in the community for Chinese residents, and also a question around what accessibility of health services meant to them. And we had, as I mentioned earlier, we hired 2 Chinese outreach workers that are Malden residents to actually collect this data for us. And some of the things that came up through these interviews, some of the identified health issues included emotional and physical stress, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, and language barriers. In terms of what the interpretation of the term accessibility of health services meant to them, it included things like accessible clinic hours, location, linguistic accommodation, transportation, health insurance, and cost. So taking all of what we learned through this very insightful qualitative data collection process, we created a population survey instrument. And it was very much based on the BRFSS, but it was a real challenging experience to put this tool together because we really had to balance how many questions we were going to ask to limit the burden to the respondent and also make sure that the questions were I guess culturally appropriate. The survey was intended to be anonymous. It was translated into English and Chinese, and we piloted it with a small group of residents in the community. And these were some of the areas, the constructs that we embedded questions about in the survey. In terms of the group that we sent the survey out to for response, it was a convenient sample. Our outreach workers stood in front of grocery stores, they went to bus stops, they attended cultural events, senior centers went door to door. And this was an approach that our community really felt was the appropriate way to get participants to respond to our survey. So maybe not the most rigorous way to do it, but again, the most community appropriate way. The eligibility criteria, you had to be 18 or older, a resident in Malden, and identify yourself as Chinese. We received back 131 completed surveys, and just as an aside, one of our outreach workers was working on an environmental initiative and felt that it would be nice to give our participants high energy efficiency light bulbs as an incentive for participating, which the IRB found very interesting. So it's a little bit small, but just to give you some of the characteristics of our sample, again, it's all adults, distribution in terms of income, and one thing that's not on this chart, about 96% of the folks who responded to the survey actually were not born in the United States. So just to share with you some of our indicators, we asked about general health status. And 45.7% of the respondents of the sample of 129 in this case said that they had fair or poor health. And we actually wanted to see if there was any comparative data to sort of benchmark this, I guess. And so we looked at the Mass CHIP data, and we found that it doesn't break it out by Chinese, but if you look at Asian Pacific Islanders as a whole, it's 4.1% actually say that they have fair or poor health. We asked about healthcare and where folks are actually getting their healthcare. We found that over half of the group, 57 or 58%, actually seek out healthcare outside of Malden, so outside of their community. We asked how long since you visited a doctor or other healthcare practitioner for a routine checkup, and you can see the distribution here. The majority of the sample had seen a doctor in the last year, but there were definitely, I think, around 14% that actually have not seen a doctor within the last year. We asked about a time in the past 12 months when you needed to see a provider but couldn't, and whether there was a time in the past 12 months where you needed to see a provider but couldn't, and actually 41% of our respondents actually said that they that was true, that that was the case. And they listed several reasons for this, cost being one of them, and it's pretty comparable to what we see from the Mass CHIP data, from the data on Asian Pacific Islanders, about 6 to 7%. Over 50% of the group said that they needed interpreters when accessing healthcare services. We also asked about cancer screening, and 52% of the group said that they did not feel they had adequate access to cancer screening. And one of the other things we did, in addition to a question that's on the BRFSS about mental health status in the last 30 days, we also embedded a scale, the Center for Epidemiologic Studies Depression Scale, into our instrument. And this is one of the most interesting areas, and we're sort of trying to figure out what to make of these findings. But for the first question, the past 30 days question regarding mental health, the Malden Chinese survey showed that residents indicated that their mental health was not good for the last two or so, plus or minus 5.7 days. And the Mass CHIP data, actually, it's 4.4 days. And then for the CESD, we had a lot of folks who actually didn't respond to that piece of the survey. So you can see the sample size is 82, but 29% of those who did met the clinical cutoff for concerning depressive symptoms. So we think this is a really interesting finding and definitely an area that we'd like to explore further. In terms of some other indicators, 4.2% of our sample said that they had ever had a diagnosis of cancer. 9% said that they'd ever been told by a health professional that they have diabetes. 22% said that they had been told that they have high blood pressure. And about 10% said that they currently smoke cigarettes. We also embedded a few qualitative questions at the bottom of the survey. We asked them what aspects of health in Chinese culture they wish their physician was aware of. And these are just some quotes from that. So there was a lot of talk about wanting to focus more on prevention rather than intervention or treatment. And then many of the respondents talked about a desire to have their physician know more about Chinese medicine. And I thought this was a very appropriate quote to illustrate that. Knowing Chinese culture is the most basic thing doctors should know if a patient is Chinese. For example, Chinese don't like to take medicines for minor illnesses. And then several of the respondents actually talked about the link between dietary intake and health, and wanting their provider to be aware of that, that dietary interventions might be a way to manage their health. So lots of findings. Again, we focused on a lot of different areas. This was really intended to be a pilot to understand where this community stands. Accessibility of health services really came out in terms of language, location, cultural beliefs, The mental health piece, I think, is also very interesting. Again, the CESD is not intended to be a diagnostic instrument, but it is a really, the finding is nevertheless very interesting and warrants further research. And then a lot of the qualitative data that we collected really focused on identifying the community strengths, which I think is a different approach than many people take in their research studies. And so we learned a lot of interesting things about how much the Chinese value their community, how much they value their church, how much they value the accessibility that Malden affords them, and things like that. So how we integrate that back is going to be an interesting challenge for us. What are some of the limitations? This was a convenient sample, as I mentioned earlier. There's obviously issues of recall bias. While we wanted to very much so, you know, represent send out outreach workers who represented the community into the community to collect the data, there could be some issues related to social desirability. We found that our outreach workers, in many cases, really sat down with the person completing the survey, and sometimes they needed assistance in completing it, so that could be a limitation. And, you know, another limitation and perhaps a nice next step for us is really to do some more comparative analysis. We have at this point collected similar data on the Vietnamese community in Malden, and we're analyzing that data right now. So it would be very interesting to compare within the subgroups. Unfortunately, because of lack of funding, our third year plan to collect data on South Asians has been we can't. So what we're going to be focusing on in year three is really getting more into the findings that we currently have and finding a way to disseminate the information back to the community and sharing it back. In terms of some more next steps, we'd like to analyze the data, like I said, even further. We would like to present the data back in the community to have the residents of the community help us make meaning of these findings. One of the nice opportunities that we had as a group was the opportunity to share back the findings on Malden Access Television, and it was a Chinese television show. And so that was a nice experience for us. We'd also like to collect some more data on the mental health piece of this, perhaps through clinical interviews. We're currently working on with some collaborators to potentially explore that. And then I think another thing that is of real interest to me is how we take the findings that we identified through the qualitative work around community strengths, and how do we really integrate that back into what we've learned. So I would just like to thank the Chinese community in Malden for their time and participation in this research, as well as the Massachusetts Department of Public Health for funding support for this project. Thank you. It was 73 questions.
And how long did it take to
administer? It took about 20 minutes. Yeah. And that was actually, initially the instrument was much longer because we had a lot of things we wanted to capture. And when we started piloting it, we discovered it was very overwhelming. And so with the outreach workers sitting with the participant in some cases, it took about 20 minutes.
And then you said that folks responded that they weren't receiving care in Malden.
They were going to other, so Chinatown is a frequent, in Boston, Chinatown, South Cove, other health centers, other services outside of Malden. And they had, I think our sense is from talking to the residents that it really had to do with the accessibility of service. So in terms of having providers, not only providers who spoke the language that they did, but receptionists, you know, at every level, having someone who could understand what they were saying. Thank you.
What was the smoking rate in the men?
That is a very good question. You know, actually, I don't know that off the top of my head. I can get that to you.
What was the breakdown, the gender breakdown, male, female?
It was about 50%, half and half.
So typically that's in the Asian population that minimizes your smoking rate because the rate's much higher in the men.
In the men, okay. I mean, again, that's a very good point. This is very much pilot data, and the sample was a convenience sample, but that would be interesting to look at.
Second question is, Malden, there's several generations of immigrants, waves of immigrants. Were you able to separate those numbers?
No, that is not something that we actually did in the study.
And were you able to separate the Vietnamese Chinese from this?
It was
the Vietnamese survey, but are you separating the Vietnamese Chinese? Are you counting them as Chinese again?
So it was self-identified, so hopefully, yes. There's no overlap in the samples, yes. But it's how you identified yourself.
We're both very intrigued by this EESD because Elaine and I have been looking at Vietnamese and Laotian elders and depression using the geriatric depression scale here, and we didn't have that much trouble with the Vietnamese, but with the Laotian, the translation of the instrument was a real challenge.
Right.
And I'm wondering what your experience was with the translation of CASD into Chinese, and was it something that you had already obtained from elsewhere that had been validated, or something you had to create yourself? Mm-hmm. And if so, were any of the investigators actually bilingual enough to be able to know that the translation was appropriate?
Well, so what we did is we did not obtain a translation from elsewhere. We took the actual instrument and had our translators translate it, and then we had our outreach workers actually pilot the instrument. And so what we found, it's actually very interesting, we found that there needed to be a bit of additional translation in the delivery of the instrument, and that's really where the outreach workers were critically important. I think there was one question in there about feeling blue. Right, and that was the one where it was really like, well, what do you mean I feel blue, and so there was a bit of translation required, and we really relied on our outreach workers to do that.
What we found was also, we had to sit down with our outreach workers and really explain to them what because there are certain levels, even though our outreach workers are very good, trying to make sure that they really got what we were trying to convey with the question.
Right.
They might kind of understand the question, but then when we're thinking about the nuances, which these mental health skills are trying to convey, it's very, very challenging.
Right.
And we had a lot of trouble with things like, are you satisfied with your life?
Right.
Or are you often bored in your life? Some of those questions, I think that, the idea of boredom in Laotian is similar to irritation.
Right.
So are you irritated is the same way you would say, are you bored? And so
that's very interesting. And actually, both our outreach workers have mental health backgrounds. So they, one of them is a social worker. And so they actually were familiar with the instrument, and that, I think, made a huge difference. It took us a while to come to an instrument that we, come to a point where we felt comfortable including that instrument. So.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that because I think there have been, I'm sure, there have been translations.
Which it's 29% is,
I'm trying to remember, was that a younger or older population?
Ours was older.
Yours was older.
Ours were older. And actually,
over 60.
I think 37% of them were actually over the age of 60. It's interesting, we have a colleague at the Mass General Hospital who works on depression in Chinese populations, and he said he's actually implemented the PHQ. Dr. Young, and he hasn't used the CESD, I believe, but he's used the PHQ-9, and his rates I think were 24%. So this is slightly higher than that, but again, I think we need to do this needs to be followed up. So. You think so? What do you think it?
I'm practicing that community.
Oh, really?
If you're staying with a large proportion of over 60 something, it's probably closer to 50 or more.
Wow. Wow, that's really interesting.
I'm not there anymore, but.
I don't know, but I'm in.
Right.
I'm in.
So what would you, if I can ask you, so what would you say would be, so what would you, how would you follow up, I guess?
Oh, if you say women in that age group, 7,500.
Wow. Right.
And then that's your clue.
Right.
You go from there and kind of ask the right questions, and most of them are unhappy with their son-in-laws or whatever.
Right. And there are somatic. And there are, the SESD does have some questions that focus on somatic symptoms, so yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah. I think when you look at how many people answered that question, that's also kind
telling.
Of
Right, out of 130.
So maybe another follow-up would be something more one-on-one instead of like a survey with asking you your business.
Right.
I mean, even just from my family, like, you don't talk about those things, and you have to write it on a piece of paper.
So was it 82
out of 130? 82 out of 130, 131.
Yeah, so even if they see it in Chinese or whatever language and they understand it, that might, you know, it's just a turn off to talk about
this. Yeah. These are all great comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much.